passing a sawmill at night. There's a, to me anyway, a sense in which when I finished writing the poems in my first book, when I sorted the poems that were going to eventually be into it out into book form, when I saw the thing, you know, come out in print and everything, I think this is maybe generally true of people, I'm pretty sure it is, that you kind of, you get that little, you know, package in your hand and you read it, first of all sort of just being pleased or disturbed or whatever your initial responses are to seeing a first book. Then you begin to read the thing like very carefully and with a more objective eye probably than the poems were written, trying to figure out what it is you're writing about. For me anyway, that kind of thing was true. And I found that, among other things, that most of the poems in my first book were backward-looking poems. I wasn't disturbed particularly by that, but I was aware of it. And as time went by, and I found myself writing very different kinds of poems eventually, one of the main differences, you can describe technical changes and all that kind of thing as much as you want, but one of the main differences is quite simply movement into the present tense, and working gradually, you know, up to catch up to yourself in a funny kind of way, until you're writing finally about what's going on exactly then. The road was straight. A gully braced by stumps plunged from the edge. Beyond it, a fall field widened through the darkness toward a clump of trees in silhouette against the sawmill wall. Slowing down, I watched the bright smoke's scattered ashes dying among stars. Years before, without a word spoken, my father stopped the jeep as we hunted his farm. Our years together ending, the stubble behind us bright with frost, we watched the distant mill's dark walls pulse with swollen squares of fire. At night, he had told me, he still moves through the smells of oil and gunpowder, night itself reaching to release the break. We know more than we can learn of death and life. I stopped the car slowly. My wife leaned against my arm, asleep. Across the road, through the living trees, the taken burned.